Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Today's episode is creating a classroom where students feel safe to take risks. But before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing, healthcare providers. I'm thankful for healthcare workers who keep our communities healthy and supported. Their care, their consistency remind me of what it means to serve others with skill and compassion. So thankful for all of our healthcare providers out there, our doctors, our nurses, our OTs, our PTs, our anyone and everyone tied, our emergency response people even, anyone who provides any sort of healthcare or healthcare support to people, I'm so thankful for them. Musical instruments. I love musical instruments. I'm grateful for the joy of music and the creativity that music brings. I've always loved playing the saxophone. Having an opportunity to play the saxophone, it taught me discipline, self-expression, and courage to perform in front of others. I've always loved musical instruments. I hope you do too. I enjoy, even if I can't play them, I love listening to the piano. I love that musical instrument. I can't play the piano, but I love it. So whether I can play the instrument or not, I love musical instruments. Third thing, a teaching space that showcases my talents. I'm thankful for that. Thankful for a classroom where I can be creative and make learning engaging. My classroom is a space where my personality and skills can shine when helping students grow. I've worked really hard to set up my classroom in a way that is reflective of my personality, of my energy, of my persona. And I'm thankful to have this space where I can really showcase my talents as a teacher. Well, let's get into the main event, y'all. Creating a classroom where students feel safe to take risks. First thing I want to talk about, why risk-taking matters for students. Real learning happens when students stretch beyond their comfort zone. It could be as simple as answering a question aloud, or performing a skit, sharing your writing. These moments build confidence and resilience. Kids can't develop their voice or courage without safe chances to mess up and try again. And we can normalize mistakes by saying, hey, we learn by doing, not by always getting it right. So when students see you model vulnerability, admitting a mistake, or laughing at a flub, or mix-up, or mess-up, it sets a tone for healthy risk-taking. And we want to set a very clear message to students that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to take risks. What's the worst that can happen in a safe learning environment where safe learning environment that we've set up, students learn and grow from a mistake, right? So the next thing I want to talk about is how to structure safe risks. Students need both trust and structure to take risks. I think we all can agree that, hey, there's got to be some sort of structure and some sort of trust in order for a student to feel like they can take risks. So be intentional about how you form pairs or groups in your classroom. I would encourage you to mix personalities up, but ensure every student feels emotionally safe. I would caution you to avoid pairing risk takers with students who mock, dismiss, or dominate. Instead, I encourage you to match risk takers with encouragers. One thing that I've done and I actively do is if I have a student or students who are mocking or dismissing or dominating and can really kind of suck the energy out of a group or partnership and almost make someone feel less than for a risk taker trying to take risks. Sometimes those students become an island where they have to work by themselves until I think that they're able to work in a respectful, supportive way. Because I'm not going to have students, I'm very protective of my classroom culture and my classroom energy in the room. And if there's students who think that they can humiliate or laugh at or make fun of a risk taker who maybe takes a risk but makes a mistake, no way, no how. That's not going to be tolerated in my classroom. And so I think that speaks to the importance of even establishing norms like we celebrate effort, we listen without laughing, we try before we say no. Now, maybe create tiered participation where not every risk needs to be public. Start small. It can be even a tiered participation where partner sharing is risk taking for certain students, and then certain students might need to build up the whole class sharing out, right? And so, in performance-based lessons, I often give preview time or small group practice first, because that can really help reduce pressure and build build comfort in the classroom. So the third big idea that I want to talk about is to celebrate the act of trying, not just the result. Recognition matters in a classroom. Students will take more risks when effort is celebrated, not just accuracy. We can't just celebrate accuracy. We have to celebrate students giving their best effort. We applaud attempts. We highlight perseverance and model reflection. Hey, what worked? We also think about what can we adjust? We can incorporate shout outs for bravery. Like, hey, I appreciate how this student shared, even though it was tough. I can't stress enough the importance of building habits of encouragement. Peers clapping for one another, verbal praise, quick high fives. I've done things before where I've brought into my classroom a djembe African drum where we're cheering on each other when students get the right answer. The more students associate effort with pride instead of embarrassment, the more resilient they become, y'all. And risk-taking becomes the norm, not the exception. So I hope this gave us some things to think about here as I wrap things up, as I do a reflective takeaway here. I just want to say that safe risk-taking leads to authentic learning and growing. As teachers, our role is to shape spaces where courage feels possible. not punished. We don't want students ever to feel like they're being punished for risk-taking in a classroom. So when students know that they're supported, they will raise their hand, they will share their voices, and they will take leaps towards learning and growth, y'all. So that's something I want you to think about. Well, that brings this episode to a close. I hope that I gave you some valuable insight and thinking on risk-taking, creating a classroom where students feel safe to take risks, y'all. With that being said, jump on over to Apple Podcasts if you found this episode valuable. Hit me up with a 5-star and a review. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.